The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 6. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. And the children of Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Miriam. The sons also of Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar begat Phinehas. Phinehas begat Abishua. And Abishua begat Bukai. And Bukai begat Uzai. And Uzai begat Zerahiah. And Zerahiah begat Merioth. And Merioth begat Amariah. And Amariah begat Ahitub. And Ahitub begat Zadok. And Zadok begat Ahimaaz. And Ahimaaz begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Johanan, and Johanan begat Azariah. He it is that executed the priest's office in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah begat Amariah, and Amariah begat Ahitub, and Ahitub begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Shallum, and Shallum begat Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begat Azariah. And Azariah begat Sariah, and Sariah begat Jehozadak. And Jehozadak went into captivity, when the Lord carried away Judah and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And these be the names of the sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath were Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi. And these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershon, Libni, his son, Jahath, his son, Zimah, his son, Joah, his son, Iddo, his son, Zerah, his son, Jeaterai, his son. The sons of Kohath, Aminadab, his son, Korah, his son, Aser, his son, Elkanah, his son, and Abiasaph, his son, and Aser, his son, Tehath, his son, Uriel, his son, Uzziah, his son, and Cheul, his son, and the sons of Elkanah, Amasai, and Ahimoth. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah, Zophai, his son, and Nahath, his son, Eliab, his son, Jehoram, his son, Elkanah, his son, and the sons of Samuel, the firstborn, Vashni, and Abiah, the sons of Merari, Mahli, Libni, his son, Shimei, his son, Uzzah, his son, Shimeah, his son, Haggai, his son, Asaiah, his son. And these are they whom David set over the service of the song in the house of the Lord after that the ark had rest. And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation with singing, until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And then they waited on their office according to their order. And these are they that waited with their children. Of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman, a singer, the son of Joel, the son of Shemuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Eliel, the son of Tua, the son of Zuth, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tehath, the son of Asa, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the sons of Issachar, the sons of Korah, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, even Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Baasai, the son of Malchiah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimmah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jaath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. And their brethren, the sons of Merari, stood on the left hand, Ethan, the son of Kishai, the son of Abdi, the son of Melech, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzai, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Malai, the son of Mushai, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their brethren also, the Levites, were appointed unto all manner of service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered upon the altar of the burnt offering and on the altar of incense, and were appointed for all the work of the place most holy, and to make an atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. And these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar, his son; Phinehas, his son; Abishua, his son; Bukai, his son; Uzai, his son; Zerahiah, his son; Merith, his son; Amariah, his son; Ahitub, his son; Zadok, his son; Ahimaaz, his son. Now these are their dwelling places throughout their castles in their coasts, of the sons of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, for theirs was the lot. And they gave them Hebron in the land of Judah, and the suburbs thereof round about it. But the fields of the city and the villages thereof they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of Judah, namely Hebron, the city of refuge, and Libnah, with her suburbs, and Jatir, and Eshtemoah, with their suburbs, and Hillen, with her suburbs, Deba, with her suburbs, and Ashan, with her suburbs, and Bethshemesh, with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with her suburbs, and Alemath with her suburbs, and Anathoth with her suburbs. All their cities throughout their families were 13 cities. And unto the sons of Kohath, which were left of the family of that tribe, were cities given out of the half tribe, namely, out of the half tribe of Manasseh, by lot, 10 cities. And to the sons of Gershom, throughout their families, out of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh, in Bashan, 13 cities. Unto the sons of Merari were given by lot, throughout their families, out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave to the Levites these cities with their suburbs. And they gave by lot out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities, which are called by their names. And the residue of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their coast out of the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave unto them of the cities of refuge, Shechem, in Mount Ephraim, with her suburbs. They gave also Giza, with her suburbs, and Jokmeam, with her suburbs, and Beth-horon, with her suburbs, and Aijalon, with her suburbs, and Gath-rimmon, with her suburbs, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Aner, with her suburbs, and Bileam, with her suburbs, for the family of the remnant of the sons of Kohath. Unto the sons of Gershom were given out of the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with her suburbs, and Ashtaroth with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh with her suburbs, Debirath with her suburbs, and Ramoth with her suburbs, and Anam with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal with her suburbs, and Abdon with her suburbs, and Hukok with her suburbs, and Rehob with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with her suburbs, and Haman with her suburbs, and Kirjath Jearim with her suburbs. Unto the rest of the children of Merari were given out of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimmon with her suburbs, Teba with her suburbs, and on the other side Jordan by Jericho, on the east side of Jordan, were given them out of the tribe of Reuben, Beza in the wilderness with her suburbs, and Jaza with her suburbs, Kedemoth also with her suburbs, and Mephaeth with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with her suburbs, and Mahanaim with her suburbs, and Heshbon with her suburbs, and Jaza with her suburbs. Chapter 7. Now the sons of Issachar were Tola and Pua, Jashub and Shimron, 4. And the sons of Tola, Uzai and Rephaiah, and Jeriel and Jamai and Jibsam and Shemuel, heads of their father's house, to wit, of Tola. They were valiant men of might in their generations, whose number was in the days of David 22,600. And the sons of Uzai, Israel, the sons of Israel, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Ishai, 5, all of them chief men. And with them, by their generations, after the house of their fathers, were bands of soldiers for war, 36,000 men, for they had many wives and sons. And their brethren among all the families of Issachar were valiant men of might, reckoned in all by their genealogies 87,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, and Bica, and Jediel, 3. And the sons of Beel, Esbon, and Uzai, Uziel, and Jeremoth, and Eri, 5. Heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies 22,034. And the sons of Bica, Zemira, and Joash, and Eliasa, and Elionai, and Unri, and Jeremoth, and Abiah, and Anathoth, and Alameth. All these are the sons of Bica. And the number of them, after their genealogy, by their generations, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. The sons also of Jediel, Bilhan, and the son of Bilhan, Jeush, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Chaniah, and Zethan, and Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these, the sons of Jediel, by the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, were 17,200 soldiers, fit to go out for war and battle. Shupim also, and Hupim, the children of Er, and Husham, the sons of Ahir. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, and Gunai, and Jeza, and Shalom, the sons of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, Ashriel, whom she bare, but his concubine, the Aramitess, bare Maker, the father of Gilead. And Maker took to wife the sister of Hupim and Shupim, whose sister's name was Maacah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad. And Zelophehad had daughters. And Maacah, the wife of Maacah, bare a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh. And his sons were Ulam and Rakam. And the sons of Ulam, Badan. These were the sons of Gilead, the son of Maacah, the son of Manasseh. And his sister, Hamolekath, bare Ishod, and Abiezer, and Mahalah. And the sons of Shemaida were Ahian, and Shechem, and Lichai, and Anaim. And the sons of Ephraim, Shuthelah, and Bered, his son, and Tahath, his son, and Eladah, his son, and Tahath, his son, and Zabad, his son, and Shuthelah, his son, and Ezah, and Eliad,
whom the men of Gath that were born in that land slew, because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Shira, who built Beth-horon, the nether, and the upper, and Uzen-Shira, and Repha was his son, also Resheph, and Tela his son, and Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nan his son, Jehoshua his son. And their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Naaran, and westward Giza with the towns thereof, Shechem also and the towns thereof, unto Gaza and the towns thereof. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Beth Shean and her towns, Taanach and her towns, Megiddo and her towns, Dor and her towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel, the sons of Asher, Imnah, and Isua, and Ishuai, and Beriah, and Sarah, their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heba, and Melchiel, who is the father of Berzaveth, and Heba begat Japhlet, and Shoma, and Hotham, and Shua, their sister, and the sons of Japhlet, Pesach, and Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the children of Japhlet. And the sons of Shemer, Ahi, and Roga, and Jehuba, and Aram, and the sons of his brother Halem, Zophah, and Imnah, and Shelash, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Suah, and Harnephah, and Shul, and Beri, and Imrah, Bezah, and Hod, and Shammah, and Shilshah, and Ithran, and Bera. And the sons of Jethah, Jephunneh, and Pispah, and Ara. And the sons of Ula, Ara, and Haniel, and Riziah. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their father's house, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes. And the number throughout the genealogy of them that were apt to the war and to battle was 26,000 men. Chapter 8. Now Benjamin begat Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And the sons of Bela were Adah, and Gera, and Abihud, and Abishua, and Naaman, and Ahoa, and Gera, and Shephufan, and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Geba. And they removed them to Manaeth, and Naaman, and Ahiah, and Gera. He removed them, and begat Uzzah, and Ahihud. And Shahiram begat children in the country of Moab, after he had sent them away. Hushim and Bara were his wives. And he begat of Hodesh his wife Jobab, and Zibiah, and Misha, and Malcolm, and Jeuz, and Shakiah, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of the fathers. And of Hushim he begat Abitub, and Elpal, the son of Elpal, Eba, and Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono, and Lod, with the towns thereof. Beriah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Aijalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath, and Ahio, Shishak, and Jeremoth, and Zebidiah, and Arad, and Adar, and Michael, and Ispah, and Joha, the sons of Beriah, and Zebadiah, and Meshulam, and Hezekiah, and Heba, Ishmirai also, and Jezaliah, and Jobab, the sons of Elpal, and Jacob, and Zichri, and Zabdi, and Elienai, and Zilthai, and Eliel, and Adiah, and Berechiah, and Shimrah, the sons of Shimhai, and Ishban, said Heba, and Eliel, and Abdon, and Zichri, and Hanan, and Hananiah, and Elam, and Antothijah, and If, Ediah, and Penuel, the sons of Sheshach, and Shemshirai, and Shehiriah, and Athaliah, and Jerishiah, and Eliah, and Zichri, the sons of Jehoram. These were heads of the fathers, by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son, Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zekah, and Mikloth begat Shimeah. These also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem over against them. And Nea begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Melchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jehoiada, and Jehoiada begat Elimeth, and Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begat Mosa, and Mosa begat Biniah. Rapha was his son, Elisha his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azricam, Bokiru, and Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Ishak, his brother, were Ulam, his firstborn, Janush the second, and Eliphalet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons, and sons, 150. All these are of the sons of Benjamin. Chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies. And behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim, and Manasseh. Uthai, the son of Amminahud, the son of Amri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Pharez, the son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Asahiah, the firstborn, and his sons. And of the sons of Zeru, Jul, and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasunua, and Ibniah, the son of Jehoram, and Elah, the son of Uzai, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam, the son of Shephanithaim, the son of Ruel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers. And of the priests, Jediah, and Jehoiarib, and Jachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God. And Adiah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Pasher, the son of Malchijah, and Maaseiah, the son of Adiel, the son of Jazirah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshlimith, the son of Imah, and their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,703 very able men for the work of the service of the house of God and of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bekbaka, Hirish, and Galil, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galil, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites, and the porters were Shalom, and Achab, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. And Shalom, the son of Kori, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle. And their fathers, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the entry. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the ruler over them in time past, and the Lord was with him. And Zechariah, the son of Meshilmiah, was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these, which were chosen to be porters in the gates, were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of the Lord, namely the house of the tabernacle, by wards. In four quarters were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren, which were in their villages, were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged round about the house of God, because the charge was upon them, and the opening thereof every morning pertained to them. And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by tale. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels, and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priest made the appointment of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom, the Korahite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And other of their brethren of the sons of the Kohathites were over the shewbread to prepare it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jehiel, whose wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gedua, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begat Shimeam. And they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem, over against their brethren. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Melchishua, and Abinadab, and Ashbel. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tiria, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jerah, and Jerah begat Alameth, and Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begat Moza. And Moza begat Benaiah, and Rephaiah, his son. Eliasa, his son, Azo, his son. And Azo had 6 sons, whose names are these: Azricam, Bokiru, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azo. Chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then said Saul to his armor-bearer, "Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith. Let these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. So Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. So Saul died, and his 3 sons, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass, on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about, to carry tidings unto their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse.